MAGA Republican Jim Jordan and San Francisco liberal Democrat Nancy Pelosi agree on almost nothing, it seems these days. And yet last week, both joined together with 350 other Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that could lead to a ban on social media app TikTok in the U.S. That bill was so lopsided in its passage, just 65 members of the House voted against it. That is a level of bipartisanship we just don't see in American politics today. And yet, that bill, which President Joe Biden has said he would sign if it gets to his desk, has an uncertain future in the Senate. Why, you may ask? Washington Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell. It's not a party loyalty thing. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate support this bill. Just ask Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, and Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida. Both support the bill, along with Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal. And minds are shifting on the issue even as we speak. Hawaii Democrat Brian Schatz attended classified intelligence briefings Wednesday on the risks this Chinese-owned social media app poses to American security. And he told the Washington Post he is no longer undecided and that, quote, we need to go through with this. So where is Washington's junior senator in all of this? Cantwell chairs the Commerce Committee, the very committee this bill would fall under the purview of, and her support remains unclear at best. In fact, traditional Beltway wisdom says any such bill referred to her committee has historically been dead on arrival. Punchbowl News reported this week that the president's commerce secretary made a personal phone call to Cantwell to push her on this very bill. We know Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is mulling whether it's even possible to bypass Cantwell's committee at all. For her part, Cantwell is now saying next steps need to be, quote, something more public, according to the Washington Post. That could mean a joint hearing with the Senate Intelligence Committee. But one thing it definitely does not mean is action immediately. What it could mean is process and discussion and grandstanding and muddy waters until the issue loses momentum and quietly dies out of the headlines. So what is going on here? Is liberal Cantwell really lining up on the side of former President Donald Trump, who has indeed come out against this current bill? Or is something else going on here? Look deeper, and you will see that the former deputy chief of staff and acting legislative director for Cantwell has gone to work as a lobbyist, and one of her top clients, TikTok. Now, when asked by Politico, Cantwell said she had no idea about the connection, but one does have to wonder about who has been talking to whom and back-channeling where. If we take Cantwell's denial at face value and just believe her, that still doesn't preclude her former top trusted aide from talking to every other person in her former office, many of whom do indeed have daily FaceTime with the senator and help shape her policy positions. I am not arguing for or against this particular bill, but I am asking that it get a fair debate in the U.S. Senate. Let's not slow this process down or kill it via 1,000 paper cuts. With the kind of bipartisan and landslide support it has right now, it deserves the Senate's full attention. Then it deserves a full Senate vote. If that doesn't happen, because the bill never makes it out of one Washington senator's committee, that is a problem. It's a problem not just for this bill, but for the credibility of one of just two senators who represent you and me in all matters of federal lawmaking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.